The U.S. Centers for Disease Control recently published guidance for new parents using a word I had never heard until a couple of weeks ago. The word is chest feeding. In an article in Today's Parent magazine, lactation consultant Azura Goodman defines the word. She writes, chest feeding or body feeding can refer to feeding your baby milk directly from your body. The term is used by people who don't identify their anatomy with the term breast. She explains that she uses the term chest feeding in order to be inclusive rather than narrow in on one population. When trans women, let's be clear, these are biological males, when they go to the CDC website looking for information on feeding newborns, they will find the affirming statement that, quote, transgender and non-binary individuals may give birth and breastfeed or feed at the chest. Biological males cannot give birth. They can, however, be given hormones, which mimic changes that take place in biological women's bodies during the late stages of pregnancy. Apparently, this regimen results in some men producing a nipple discharge that a couple of transgender doctors claim can be pumped out and sustain a baby. One of the hormones used in this protocol is domperidone, which the FDA warns can pass into breast milk in small amounts and can sometimes give babies an irregular heartbeat. The CDC helpfully notes this. The CDC's advice on chest feeding also applies to transgender males, biological females, who have breast removal surgery and still want to coax a little milk out of what's left. But what truly loving parent, biological or adoptive, would allow their child to be fed this toxic brew, especially when it's usually to allow a confused male to feel seen or satisfy a disordered desire to experience breastfeeding? The CDC's guidance on chest feeding is not medical advice or a legitimate recommendation for the care and feeding of infants. The post-COVID CDC is embarrassing. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.